views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about grief. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, why do we have to talk about grief? You know, it's so sad and painful for many. Can we, you know, what can we add? What kind of benefit can we help people with?
Well, the ecosystem approach really will offer true healing during times of grief. And there's been so much in the news lately, the floods, the hurricane, the fires. You know, we're in California. The fires have been a big deal. There was a big one very close to us. But when I look at the devastation on the news, it's painful. And I'm thinking about all those people. What do they do in terms of grief? How do they process those? And I see that traditional approaches encourages people to talk and express their feelings. But we know as intuitives, and this is where our expertise and our ability is really valuable. When we look at people talking about their feelings, their feelings, the energy of their feelings doesn't go away. Maybe a little bit sometimes.
Sure, you know, there's some relief.
Yeah, there's some relief.
But it's not long lasting.
Yeah. And it doesn't get rid of those emotions, those energies. And what happens is they stick there.
Well,
and they get, you know, they get pushed down and they become.
And they become wounds that heal over and then fester.
Numb out and fester.
Exactly.
That's where cancer, heart disease, the big diseases come from, because all those feelings that were never cleared are stuck. So what's great, and to get back to your question, Patricia, because this is really at the core.
Okay.
Clearing energy removes those feelings and those emotions. And we know that because of our intuition. We see that happening. And we've been working with clients for 18 years. We see the effects of clearing emotions, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone's grieving, you know, our hearts go out to them. We want to help. And we've created this program because we wanted to help those people now. And it's not just, you know, the natural disasters, you know, people.
It's everyday living.
You know, mm-hmm. And our programming culture is no help with grief. You know, typical approaches are things like, well, I have to get over it. I have to get tough. I have to have a better attitude. And those approaches just don't work.
Well, wait a minute, Jason. What's wrong with those approaches?
Those approaches, you force yourself to change your attitude, for example. You know, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to have a better attitude about this situation. Well, if you force yourself to change your attitude, and I don't know of any other way, people don't automatically gravitate to the ecosystem approach. They gravitate to programming methods. And so if you say, I'm going to have a better attitude, the only way that I see that people do that is to force themselves to think of it in a different way. But what happens is those emotions that are inevitable of hurt, pain, loss, even those ones that are kind of embarrassing, like, why me? You know, why me? Why not the person down the street? How come I lost my pet, but the person over there has their pet? how come I lost my spouse or my child?
Or my house.
Or my house.
Or everything I own.
You know.
All of those things are devastating.
Those are natural and normal feelings, but they're embarrassing. So we don't talk about them, but it's important to clear them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you're a bad person to have those feelings. You know, Patricia and I would have those feelings in that same situation.
Of course.
But we would clear them.
Yes.
And that's the key. We would remove them. We would use our energetic approach to make it different.
Well, I want to bring up something because it just like really popped in. When those emotions are standing in our way, when something happens, we have those emotions. And I'm going to put this out there. Jason, where do those emotions come from?
They come from the grief that what happens.
Right.
But they also come from having programmed yourself all your life and having suppressed those emotions.
Numbing out, right.
Suppressing those emotions. So when something, even something that, I don't want to make life anything that we talked about already, because those things are huge.
Right. You're not making them trivia.
But chances are you've built up an emotional account, so to speak.
Sure. I can understand
that. An emotional savings account, not in a good way, where you have all these unexpressed emotions anyways.
Right.
So when something like this happens, when something, whether it's the loss of someone close, the loss of a pet, the loss of your living space, any sort of loss, it opens the door to all those emotions that we've been storing up all this time.
Okay. So, Jason, what's the answer?
The answer is constant, consistent, and specific clearing, removing those negative emotions.
You're talking about the ecosystem approach.
I'm talking about the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
We developed this ecosystem approach because we saw that, especially, you know, it's interesting. I'm just going to digress just for a minute here.
Okay.
There have been so many processes, energy work.
Kind of like diets.
I'm talking about like Qigong and yoga and you know, these mystical approaches that have happened thousands of years ago to help people with energy.
Right.
But what's different about us, and this is the point I'm trying to make, she can't read my mind, so she can sometimes, and it's really bad for me, but that's another show. Okay. So, but what I'm trying to say is that these energetic approaches to work with energy were created 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, long time ago, and the world today is much, 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 much different. We have a great advantage as we create this ecosystem approach, because it's based on having a cell phone. It's based on the
right
energies of how you have to live today, which is so much different than even 20 or 30 years ago. And it's different because we see energy. So when we say, oh, let's do it this way, then we look and say, well, oh, does that work? And if it works, then we do it. If it doesn't work, we don't. You know, Patricia, we don't talk about that enough.
Okay.
But this ecosystem approach that we created was based on living in this century, living today.
Right.
When everybody's stressed out with their schedule, when they're going 1,000 miles an hour, when you have traffic. I mean, 100 years ago, did anybody have traffic? I guess they probably a few spots.
Sure, there was a few cattle drives that might have gotten
exactly
in the way.
Exactly, but it wasn't the
what
same.
What is that, a holistic traffic jam?
So when I see people studying the ancient masters and then trying to apply it today without being able to see, without being able to have the ability to see how energy works and flows and really works in this world, then I see that there's a lot of things that are left out. It's like the game of telephone. When you tell someone, you start with a message at one end of the line and they have to pass it down a line, and the message that comes out at the other end is completely different. You know, the ecosystem approach was developed by us, Patricia and I, and so that we could see, because we could see, so we know what works and we know what doesn't.
Okay, I want to get back to, there's one major thing. I just want to make one more last major point here before we get to our key points. When we're struggling with our emotions and we push them down or get stuck in them, it creates a form of being toxic and toxic to us and the world around us, meaning our world around us. And it blocks the expression from our essence and it blocks our authentic feelings. It keeps it almost makes them confused.
It keeps us working the way we're supposed to. It keeps us working in a natural way as human beings.
It keeps us from working in that way. So I just wanted to bring in that last point there. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The ecosystem approach offers true healing in times of grief. Mm-hmm. That programming approaches to grief is toxic and destructive to you.
And your world around you.
Yes. Talking about grief does not remove the energy of painful emotions. Mm. And true healing happens when you remove the painful emotions and feel and connect to your essence.
Right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you have a better understanding of grief and why it is very personal to you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about grief and understanding it better. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how can the audience understand grief better?
From our standpoint, we see grief as an opportunity to work with the deeper issues of your life. When you have a loss, it exposes, it kind of opens the door to those negative emotions that you've pushed down, those negative emotions that you haven't worked with or talked about or processed or cleared, to use our language. And they come up. And that's why grieving is so personal to everyone.
Well, why is it so personal, Jason?
Well, it's because you then have access to those deep issues of your life. So let's say you're in a neighborhood that gets flooded out and all your neighbors have been flooded out. But each one of those people, even in the same family, if you experienced a big loss like being flooded or, you know, hurricane, whatever, each individual in that family will feel that grief in a different way. And because they're connected to those deep issues of their life. And everyone has unique deep issues. There's some similarities, of course, but we all have these issues that need to be expressed. And a loss is never just a loss because it connects us to all these other things.
Well, okay. So can you explain the difference between wallowing in your negative feelings, not negative necessarily, and having a positive attitude?
Well, let's take both of those separately. But for the most part, both of those are kind of the same. And they neither remove the negative feelings that are crying out to be removed. So that's the common part.
Okay.
People who are wallowing, and I apologize, wallowing is very subjective and very judgmental. But if you look at someone else and say, oh, that person's wallowing, chances are in their mind, they're thinking, I'm trying to honor my feelings and express them. And again, what we found is that when you do that, a lot of times those traditional ways of expressing your feelings, crying, you know, talking about your sadness, talking about your grief over and over and over again, does not change the energy of them. And in fact, sometimes that kind of repetitive approach reinforces the negative energy, doesn't get rid of them.
Well, then what about the other side of that? The one that, you know, the positive attitude one, well, I'm just going to, you know, buck up and start bailing water.
Nothing I can do about it. You know, yeah. I'm just going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Understand the difference between an attitude and a feeling. An attitude is a decision that we make that we kind of force ourselves into, which isn't necessarily bad.
Right.
You know, we say, okay, I could feel sorry for myself, or I could look at this and see how I can make the best of it. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what we want you to do. But the way you get there is to clear those negative emotions that are authentic, that are coming through. And that may be self-pity. That may be sadness. That may be hopelessness. That may be a form of paralysis. That may be a sadness and a hurt that keeps coming and coming and coming. And we suggest this ecosystem approach is to clear those things away. You know, it's sort of like trying to plant a garden on soil that has you've spilled oil or gasoline, or you're trying to go fishing at a small pond where there's an oil slick or some sort of toxic
waste
there. You have to get rid of that toxic waste. You know, the pond can be natural, the garden can be natural, but you have to get rid of that negative stuff first. And it's the same thing for human beings.
Okay.
So whether you're wallowing or you say, I'm going to have a better attitude, wallowing doesn't necessarily help. What I see the most with wallowing is that people say it to themselves. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, this is enough. I've been sad for long enough. I've been feeling bad about this for long enough. I'm going to stop and move forward. Well, as long as you keep clearing, that's fine. But if you just push your emotions aside when you stop, that's when it causes a problem.
Well, okay. I want to bring up a point. One of my friends just lost her kitty, and it devastated her. And I truly hope that I did everything to help her during that process. And I think I did. And but I could see that she was really still struggling. So, you know, I told her that I would help her even, you know, even after, because by the way, she knew that the kitty was going to have to be put down. And, but the, my point is that we cleared together. And then I, of course, helped her, even when she wasn't with me through the entire process. And I know that she still struggles, but she is getting better. And my point being that she just kept going. She could manage to keep going, and she did very, very, very well with it. I do want to bring up one other point. This kitty that she had to put down was a Hurricane Katrina rescue, and through a few things, but she ended up with this kitty. And I have to tell you, during these times of fires and floods and all of these things, if you have the opportunity to open up your home to kitties or animals, dogs, even horses,
even people,
please,
neighbors, yes.
Please, you know, take that opportunity. And I'm not saying you have to do this, but if you have that opportunity and you can, you know, think about what that could do for someone else.
Well, and the most important thing to understand is it always takes as long as it takes.
Yes.
And to keep clearing those negative emotions.
Right.
It's like gold, because it opens you up to your essence and the best things in life.
And grieving doesn't just stop. I just want everyone to understand that it doesn't just stop. If it just stops, there's something wrong.
So go
ahead.
The newsletter bonus this week, you know, along those lines, is we've created a newsletter. We always have bonus material, which are clearings to help you with the topic. And today's topic, of course, is grief. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a situation where you're grieving and you want to get rid of those negative emotions, first of all, stay tuned, because we're going to do that in the fourth segment. But also, our newsletter, every single week, we send out a newsletter about clearings that you can do that cover the topic. And it's a little bit about Patricia and I and the backstory to Living Lighters. So sign up today. Sign up right now.
And see what he said. I have no idea. I don't think I read this one yet.
Sometimes I, you know.
Goes over the deep end?
Yes, mm-hmm. I talk about Patricia. I have fun with it. But obviously the grieving one is not a fun one. But it really can be helpful to you if you're struggling with this. So go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. And go to the newsletter tab, and we just ask for your name and email address, and you'll be signed up. It's free. And so please do that right now.
So there's one last point to bring up here before we talk about the key points, Jason. And that is?
One of the biggest types of grieving is loss of an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our politics today come from this particular one, where we've lost the illusion that we can trust authorities, we can trust the government, we can trust big, large corporations. But that's more philosophical. When this happens, what we see, it happens when we finally see our parents.
That for the truth of who they are.
And we're disappointed.
Yes.
Or we see our partner, who we thought we would get married and have this wonderful relationship, and we finally see that it was based on an illusion that will never happen.
Yeah.
Those kind of losses are among the most profound and create the most amount of grief.
And there's one more that I want to bring up, and
sure.
It's the one where we see that we thought we were going to be one way or be this type of person in the world, and we've discovered that we are not that person, or that, you know, we didn't make the grade, or what we thought we were going to do. That is, we grieve those things. And what we need to do is do what? Use the ecosystem approach to clear those things.
Yes. And just a little plug, you know, I'm writing the first book on the ecosystem approach, but it's based on people who have been thrown away. And it's based on the idea that you lose the illusion about who you are. Right. But usually that loss of illusion is based on programming.
Yes.
So if you change your approach from a programming approach, which is really toxic, to an ecosystem approach, it could make all the difference.
Right.
So,
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Clearing your negative feelings is the quickest way back to functioning, mm-hmm, when you're grieving.
Okay.
Clearing your negative feelings is never wallowing, but the most constructive thing you can do.
Right.
That grief is always highly personal, even when a traumatic event is shared with others. And grief is always connected to the deep-seated personal issues that can run very deep.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the best first steps when trauma or grief happens. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about grief. In this segment, we're going to talk about taking the first steps when trauma and grief happens. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. I'd like to say we are very sorry for those who are listening who have experienced loss or trauma. We always want to be practical and helpful when we do our shows. So Jason, what are the first steps?
Okay. Here's how we can help you right today. First, there's three things here. First, and when we see this so many times over the years, resist the urge to rate or classify your trauma. We always compare our trauma to someone else and then try and gauge how we should feel or the intensity of our feelings. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if someone else had it worse or better than you did. What matters is how you feel and to clear that feeling. And oh, by the way, if you compulsively are classifying your trauma and rating it, you know, almost in a competitive way, clear that. It's an energy. Just clear it. It doesn't help you, you know.
No, it doesn't.
To compare in any way to say, oh, they had it worse than I did, does not serve you. Because again, this goes, grief is a portal or an opening to your deep-seated issues. Clear those deep-seated issues. Use it up as an opportunity.
So what's the second one, Jason?
Second, and you've probably heard this before, constant, consistent, and specific clearings are always the answer. Most people don't realize how much negative energy they're carrying around. And when trauma happens, all these things come up because we've been suppressing them all. So it's an opportunity to clear them, and let's do that. And oh, by the way, in the next segment, we're going to be doing that. And
yes,
if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, then go to www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab and sign up right now, because we have some more clearings on that newsletter and on every newsletter.
And the only thing we need is your name and an email address.
Yes, simple, simple. And okay. It's free. So,
Okay. There's one more point in this second one. Many people want a date of completion.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
When you understand that there is no date of completion, meaning it's not an endless thing. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that it takes as long as it takes. That's what we're saying. Because grieving and the energies that come up, or the issues that come up because of it, are definitely connected to deeper issues in your life.
And they're personal to you.
Yes, they are.
You know, we've heard this so many times, especially around this issue, but oh, I've been grieving for a week, so I should be done. Or I'm grieving for 6 months, I should be done.
Right.
Or I'm grieving for 3 years, I should be done. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
There's no should here.
Yes.
And if you got that should voice in your head, clear it.
Yes.
You know, eliminate the should or the need to say, hey,
exactly.
It has to be this long, because that comes from our programming culture.
Yes.
You know, where you're a machine and you program the machine to take, you know, X amount of time to do whatever, and then you're done.
Yes.
You're not a machine.
No.
And if you treat yourself that way, it is very toxic.
Right.
So
what's the third one?
Well, before we go to the third one.
Okay.
People have asked us this, the ecosystem approach. They have the same question. How long does it take?
Yeah. That's...
Well, if you're a machine, I could tell you. That's kind of a smarty pants answer, but thought about that. We'll have to write that down.
Okay. Okay. So now, Jason, what's the third one?
Accept that you will have to force yourself and numb out to keep going when you're in crisis, but always go back to clearing the feelings as they come up, even before they come up.
And by the way, we're going to be doing some shows in the future where I'm going to be showing you some moves that are connected to clearings that you can do on the fly, so to speak. So we'll get to that in just a minute.
Well, we should tell them that we're not going to show them on the radio. We're going to show them on Facebook Live.
There we go.
So you can see that Patricia's the pretty one in this group, but I'll just have to deal
sometimes.
With that.
Sometimes.
Yes. And Facebook Live, we're looking forward to that, but we're going to be showing you some things that you won't see anyplace else. And this will be really exciting, because you can then incorporate these moves in your daily life.
Right.
So third, the fact that and this is kind of strange coming from me. What I'm saying to you is that sometimes you have to program yourself. For example, you know, if you've been flooded out.
No, don't make me.
Yes, well, if you've been flooded out, and you know, we're not trying to make light of that. But
not at all.
You know, if you've been flooded out and you have all these emotions and you say, oh my gosh, I've got to get my stuff out, or I've got to do this right now. I can't afford to feel all these feelings, to clear these feelings right now. We get that. And this is where the programming works, because It's that those are the times where you push those feelings down, you numb out from them,
right?
Because you have to keep going.
Right.
But then when you do have a chance, go back and clear those feelings, because you need to. You can't just ignore them forever and let them sit and fester. You have to clear them eventually. But you can do it on your time schedule. You don't have to do it on the feelings time schedules.
And you don't have to be stuck in the feelings to actually do clearing about them.
Right.
You know, somebody said to me many people have said to me, well, I'm not feeling those feelings right now, so they don't exist anymore. No, that is not true.
Chances are you know that they're there.
Yes.
And you just do what you need to do to clear them.
Right.
Even though you don't feel them in the moment. You don't have to feel them.
And it really helps.
Because that's one of the things, again, because we're intuitives, we see this. You can clear these feelings. You can clear the energy of these negative feelings, even if you don't feel them in the moment.
Right.
You know, we do live in a programming world. And the truth is you can't quit cold turkey. You have to have a transition from doing programming type of activities to ecosystem types of activities. That's why we're doing Facebook Live, so we can start showing you how to do that in your daily life.
Right.
Sort of a lifestyle approach to the ecosystem way of life. So,
so the truth is regular clearing breaks are the key.
Yes.
To anything and everything that you're doing every day.
Yes.
Every day. It's really, really amazing. You know, definitely the newsletter will definitely help. And this Facebook segment that's going to be coming up, or sections that are going to be coming up fairly soon. I think everyone's truly going to get great benefit from them and actually enjoy them. We promise to make you laugh.
We have a lot of people that get our newsletter on their phone, and they can scroll down and see the clearing, so they can be waiting for a bus or have some free time, you know, 5 minutes here and there, and just do some clearing. That's the way to do it. That's the way to use it.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Constant, consistent, and specific clearings is the first step when grief happens.
Okay.
Don't rate your trauma or compare it to others. It's personal to you.
And by the way, those feelings, they are your feelings. It's don't let anybody say to you, you can't feel that way. You shouldn't feel that way. No, those are your feelings. But the ecosystem approach can really help you with those feelings to get out of that numbness or being stuck in them.
Accept that grief is personal for you, and it will take as long as it takes.
Right.
And that the last one, you will probably have to numb out and force yourself when you're in trauma, but you can always go back and clear up when it's convenient for you.
Exactly.
So we're going to teach you how to do clearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, even if these things don't apply to you, it won't hurt you. So when we do clearing in our next segment, if it doesn't apply to you specifically, it's not going to hurt you. And chances are, there's some way it does apply to you. It may be in a place that you're numb from or you don't realize, but it's always good to go through the clearings with us, and always set your intention to help the person, if you can't see them, who's next to you.
Or, you know what, today, let's really help the people that are back east.
Yes.
And the people that have been that are in California that are now just trying to get out of the smoke and the fire and all of those things.
May have lost their homes in the fire.
Exactly.
Set your intention to, even if these things don't apply to you, have them set your intention so they apply to everyone who's feeling this kind of grief and trauma right now.
Okay. So Jason, how do we
work with the energy?
Yes.
You don't have to sit in any special way. You can sit down, you can stand up. It doesn't matter. But just use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And as we say, to eliminate in our clearings, just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up all those negative feelings and throw them into a trash can that you keep also in your mind's eye, in your imagination, put it off to the side. And with a gentle breath, exhale those emotions into that trash can. We own the trash can. We'll empty it. We'll clean it up. You don't have to worry about that. We'll take care of it.
Right.
But imagine the trash can and just blow into that, and then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay, and so then to activate life force energy, you're basically going to, in its way, reverse the process, you're going to pull in that life force energy. I pull it in through the top of my head. Some people do it through their heart. You can do both, you know, if you can be do multitasking, which is great. And you're going to let it go all the way to the tips of your toes and just feel that the most positive, powerful energy that we have, that we have the ability to connect with. By the way, it is clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you with any trauma or grief that you're experiencing now, or maybe even in the past. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about grief and trauma. So let's start removing some of that grief and trauma right now, Jason. But I want to remind everyone, if these things don't apply to you, they won't hurt you. But I also want you, if you would, set your intentions to helping others with their grief and trauma. So
and it's also possible to help yourself and to help others at the same time.
Sure.
We know this because we can, you know, we perceive energy and we see that that happens all the time.
All right. So let's get started, Jason.
Okay. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the pain and hurt that I'm feeling right now.
Take a breath.
Gather all up, blow it into the trash can. And to eliminate the barriers so I can trust I don't need to talk about my feelings, just clear them. Take a breath.
Here's a biggie for everyone regarding grieving, and to eliminate feeling broken and spent, abused, deeply hurt, that keeps me from taking action right now. Take just really from the tips of your toes, pick up that negative energy, no matter what it is. Blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers and the veils and illusions around those emotions that I'm numb to, but I know, I suspect that they're there so that I can see them now. Take a breath.
By the way, oftentimes complete denial that something could, would, or might be there is a really good indicator that it's there.
Yes.
So take another breath, everyone.
Yeah, if anybody says, I'm fine, chances are it's not true.
I'm fine. There we go. I'm fine. And to eliminate the anger and resentment and bitterness I have, because I'm wondering, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen in my life? What did I do wrong?
Take a breath.
Take a breath, everyone.
And to eliminate any self-pity, any resentment, any bitterness I have because someone else might have had it better than I did. Take a breath. And to eliminate any denial that I have those kind of emotions that me personally is that I'm not worthy of those emotions when the truth is it's pretty common that people have them. Take a breath.
Well, and here's a really good one. And to eliminate the shame and embarrassment I have because I have emotions that feel inappropriate. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the numbness that I have to my emotions when I need to clear them. So that when I have that time to just sit down and say, I'm going to clear now, to eliminate all the numbness that I feel that keeps me from perceiving what I need to clear. Take a breath.
So let's activate some life force energy for everyone, Jason. Remember, your intentions to activate life force for others as well as yourself is really appropriate. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the strength I need right now to do what is essential. Take a breath, pull that life force energy in right through the top of your head, through your heart. Let it go all the way down through your torso, your arms, your legs, your toes. Take a breath. One more. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept that I have negative emotions and that they're unattractive, and I don't need them. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept the fact that I have these negative emotions, and I just have to clear them. Take a breath.
Good one. And to activate life force so I can know by doing the clearing and activating life force, I will be better connected to my essence and who I am. Take a breath. I want everyone to just give yourself a moment of giving yourself permission to be better, to be clearer, and to connect to their life. To connect to their authentic self.
Their essence.
Their essence of who they are. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can have the strength and courage to remove the negative energies connected to the grief that I'm feeling now and even the grief from my past. Take a breath. Use that life force energy. And to activate life force so I can be peaceful and calm right now, no matter what has happened, so I can be objective, get done what needs to get done, and take care of me when it's appropriate and others when it's appropriate. Take a breath, everyone. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about health. Now, everyone has something. You know, there may be diseases, conditions. We all have something, aches, pains. And we're going to kind of address this idea of, can our doctor really help us be healthy?
Okay, does you that know? Mean you're going to help us with it, that pain in my ass? What?
Yeah, well... That's virtual.
Not real. Excuse me.
But okay. The whole idea of healthy is a great segue into our Facebook Live segments.
Yes.
Where we're going to show you how to incorporate clearing, which and I'm going to give you a spoiler alert here. It's the clearing and being constant and consistent and specific with your clearing that is a true add to your ability to be healthy.
Right.
And alive.
And by the way, we're not saying stop doing the healthy things that you are already doing. We're saying this is an amazing thing or things that you can do to help yourself to be a better person.
The truth is, even with clearing, that pint of Ben and Jerry's still may not be any better for you
okay.
after clearing. But we'll talk about that next
okay.
week.
Okay. So, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. and Pacific time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our radio show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. If you really want to feel better and make clearing consistently, constantly and specifically, a little backwards there, you have to sign up for our newsletter. And when you do, you also get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio and, of course, us, Jason and Patricia.
People love the backstory.
Yes.
And I am the one that tells on everybody. So so you have to sign up. And you get those clearings every week. So that'll be really helpful to you.
Okay. So we'd love to hear your comments. So send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org.
You know, I love, this is really, I'm embarrassed to express my insecurities here, but when people like me on Facebook, it makes all the difference. It makes my whole day. Please find us on Facebook. Because that's where we'll also be doing our Facebook Live. And go like us so you can keep following us and get the latest up to date about what we're doing.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.